Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits, jazz, pop, phenom, Nicki Yanofsky, and Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, along with Lauren O'Neill McLaughlin, senior news editor at BlogTO. Lauren joins us every Monday and every Friday. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Hey, Lauren, we rely on you to have done something really cool and hip on the weekend.
No pressure.
So anything that was fun in your life over Saturday, Sunday?
I mean, I do live in one of the coolest neighborhoods in the world, according to Time Out magazine,
oh,
who recently ranked
right.
Dundas West one of the coolest neighborhoods in the world. So thank you for that, for recognizing. So I was actually just out and about in the neighborhood over the weekend. We went to a couple of cool bars. One's called Black Dice. It's this really cool little 1950s Japanese-themed bar with a cool jukebox and crybaby gallery. And so I was just like, you know, I'm gonna enjoy this weekend in my newly crowned cool neighborhood.
No
so just,
kidding.
You know, went out for some dinner over the weekend and just enjoyed, I guess, living in a cool hood. I'm really, really proud of this, if you can't tell.
Yeah, for sure.
So cool.
And that was, you posted that on BlogTO, in fact, that story about your neighborhood being one of the coolest in the world, just to drive home the point.
Yes, I was so excited. So Time Out does this every year, I guess, and they rank kind of the coolest neighborhoods in the world. And we were number 12, I believe, on the list of more than 100. But, you know, there will be a couple of Canadian neighborhoods ever even mentioned. One of the other ones was Montreal's Mile End. And then BlogTO wrote about it, of course, about Dundas West being cool because it's a big honor for our city and our neighborhood. So, yeah, just spent the weekend hanging out in the neighborhood.
Sounds
cool.
Great. Sounds great. I mean, you know what? Dundas West is a very cool spot. I think Ossington was named coolest street not too long ago as well. So, I mean, there's just
yes.
a lot of cool happening around you, girlfriend.
Totally. I feel very cool for once in my life.
Oh, please.
So there are a ton of major social media companies hiring in Toronto right now. Who and when and where and how much are they paying?
Good question, Sammy.
Yeah, I'm not certain about the pay scale exactly, but I know that if you're working for a company like Facebook or Meta, sorry, Facebook's parent company, that they have a lot of money to spend on employees. So, I mean, everyone from Snapchat to Pinterest, Twitter, Meta, Reddit, TikTok, they're all hiring in Toronto right now. As I'm sure you ladies have heard, we're a bit of a tech city too, not only just cool, but very tech forward. And I mean, there's been an explosion in employment opportunities at all of these companies. So we just thought we'd flag that. So we've got a post up on the site today of all of the different kind of roles you can get at places like TikTok and Reddit and Facebook, for those who are interested in actually working for the companies that we kind of just scroll through all day.
Excellent.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, and a free drone show is coming to Toronto. It's going to light up the sky. This is not the first time that this has happened here, but it was such a big success. I guess we're doing it again.
Right. So at the CNE this year, there was this beautiful drone show. I don't know how to describe this other than to say it is the coolest thing. It looks like dancing lights in the sky. They take 108 illuminated drones. This is what's going to be happening at this next one, which will be at Downsview Airport, and that will be in November, I believe November 12th, and it's totally free. They take all of these illuminated drones and they kind of perform. They do a beautiful synchronized dance in the sky to music. And I think it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. So we also shouted this out on the website because, like, if you're looking for something free and cool to do, go to the, you know, soon-to-be redeveloped Downsview Airport and check this out on November 12th. It starts at 7 o'clock p.m. and it's free to attend.
Sounds great. For the most unique Toronto stories, stories you won't read anywhere else, always go to blogto.com. Lauren O'Neill McLaughlin, senior news editor at BlogTO, joins us every Monday and every Friday. Have yourself a great week, Lauren. Thank you.
Thank you.